Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 421 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. We have a great question today from John, but before we get to that John's question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is Lynda.com, a platform with over 3,000 on-demand learning video courses to help you strengthen your business, tech, and creative skills. You can check it out for free for 10 days and get access to all the courses, everything from all the different software that you might use and training for that, and from business consultation advice to growth hacking fundamentals, productivity skills, tax fundamentals, all those kinds of things. Access to 3,000 on-demand video courses, high-quality ones, not just little YouTube videos, but really done, well-done, in-studio quality stuff for 10 days for free. Check it out at lynda.com/askpat. That's lynda.com/askpat. Check it out. All right, now here's today's question from John.
Hey there, Pat. John Loomer here. When we were out in San Diego for Social Media Day, I mentioned that I had refinished a basement recently and created a little studio. And one of the challenges I have right now is space saving. So I've got a little corner of the room where that I plan to do video recording, got a white wall, and I haven't done any video. And one of the reasons is it's so cluttered over there because, as you know, like with the photography lights, they're enormous. And I've got to move them all around, and I can't just have an area where I turn on a light, turn on the camera, and I can record. It's just so cluttered over there. So I've been researching, trying to find lights that are space-saving for photography, something that maybe just hang on the wall. I don't know what it would be, but something that would work. And given your experience with all this stuff, I'm curious if you have any answers to that. So I appreciate it. Any thoughts you have? Thanks, Pat.
Hey, John, what's up? Thank you so much for the question today. And it was great to see you in San Diego. And I'm glad you called in because this, a lot of people are doing videos now. A lot of people are doing Periscopes and they're understanding the power of YouTube and that sort of thing. And it's hard because you want a nice place where you can just walk in and press record. For me, that was one goal that I had when I moved into my new home, was because I wanted to do more video. Video has been very successful for me, but I stopped doing it because it just was so difficult to have to set up and then take down and then set up again and take it down. I wanted some place where I could walk in. And there's a lot of different strategies you can use in a tight space to make that happen. Now I have a garage, and we actually, going into this new home, made the garage a video studio, which actually doubles as a dance studio for my wife and my kids because it's wood floor and everything with mirrors and stuff, which is kind of cool. But anyway, in a small space, there are some things you can use to your advantage. Now, in terms of the camera, you might have to try and get a wide-angle lens, something that's going to allow you to have your camera still be close, however, to be able to zoom into a frame that you'd want. And the reason I mention this is because there's a lot of great lenses out there. For example, if you're using a Canon, it's the f1.4 or the 1.4 f aperture 50 millimeter or even the 35 millimeter. Those work very well. You can get amazing quality, but you have to be somewhat far away in order for those to work well, especially if you want to use the bokeh effect, which is when you are in focus and everything in the background behind you is out of focus. You need to be away from the background, and then the camera needs to be even further away from you, and it's going to be difficult to get that effect. A wide-angle lens, you're going to get less of a bokeh effect or that blurred effect, but you're going to be able to frame your picture a lot better as well and have a little bit of wiggle room as opposed to some of those other fixed aperture, fixed zoom lenses. Now, beyond that, there's some things you could use to your advantage, like I said. Because it's a small space, you might not need as many lights as you might think. I know which lights you're talking about, those big cowboy studio box lights. If you can and you have it in your budget, I would narrow those down, and I actually have gotten rid of those myself because the LED lights are much better, LED. And they're better because they're space-saving. They also don't produce a lot of heat. And when you're in a tight space, if you use regular lights, it's going to heat you up and you're going to get all sweaty. That's something I noticed. And, your forehead's going to start to shine in video and it's just not going to be good. But if you have LEDs, those don't warm up and it's going to be much better. If you also have a reflector, this might be something to experiment with even before you go move on to LEDs. But one of those big round reflectors, they kind of fold up. If you fold them, they're like a little circle, and then they pop open. And one side's usually gold, one side's usually silver. And I've used in the past my smaller office back before I moved into this house, the reflector and one light. So one light in the reflector actually creates almost like two lights, and it's not bad. Again, with the video, you want it to look great. But if you're just starting out, and especially if you don't have enough room, you don't want that to stop you from actually producing the videos that you know could be helpful. You need it to be decent, of course, and you don't want to shoot where it's blurry or it just doesn't look right or you look like you're in a horror film, of course. And I say that because of the lighting, not because of the way your face looks or anything like that. You're a good-looking man, John. But anyway, what I'm saying is you want the lighting to be decent. And so I would play around with it and try to get it to a point where you know that it's going to work well. The reflectors can help with the space inside the room that you're in to kind of eliminate one of the lights as well. And whenever you get it to a point where it is working, I would mark on the floor with, the blue painter's tape or whatever. You don't want anything super strong that's going to ruin your floor, but the blue painter's tape, just make an X where the legs of the tripods that hold everything up go and everything, just so that, even if you have to take it down later, you know exactly where it's going to go again the next time you shoot. So that's how I would kind of recommend you try it out. Now, if possible, and I would try to get another room to have some workspace in. I know Caleb Wojcik, for example, I was over at his apartment and he turned his garage in his apartment into a video studio, and it's great, and you can actually check it out. And I think he did some behind the scenes stuff before. You can check out Caleb at DIYvideoguide.com and see what he's working with there. And he's got a fairly tight space, but he's been able to make it work for him as well. And those are some of the things that can help you as well. Another thing that's pretty popular, although these are a little bit more pricier, I feel, are the ring lights. These are lights that kind of LED lights that go right to where the camera is, or right, your lens almost looks through this ring of lights, and it really puts a nice bright light on your face as well. And that can help with some of the light on your face so it doesn't look like you have all these shadows and horror looking type stuff. So look up ring lights. A great resource is, of course, Amazon or B&H Photo, which is a really cool warehouse in New York that has a lot of cool photo and film stuff as well. So really quick, John, I just want to wish you the best of luck. And, it's hard for me to answer this question for you because I would love to see your space if you wanted to shoot me a video or something and show me what you're working with. I think you're in San Diego because you were at Social Media Marketing Day in San Diego. But maybe I can check it out sometime and help you out and show you what I have to work with too. But anyway, thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it. And really just keep trying things out. Keep experimenting. LED lights are great for reducing the amount of equipment you're using in terms of the big box lights versus the LED lights. And then using a reflector could be a cheap alternative as well to save space and utilize the light that you already have in there too. And plus, of course, daylight, if you have windows in your space, try to record when the light is shining in. It's going to give you the best lighting, better than any other light. And again, try to work with that, although, of course, because the weather changes or cloud cover happens, it could affect your videos, just so you know. But daylight's always the best thing. Record outside, even if you can. So John, wishing you all the best. Thank you so much. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for anybody else out there who has a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. I also want to thank FreshBooks.com for making it easy for all of us to manage our business finances. They serve over 3 million small business owners. They've helped myself as well. And it just makes it incredibly easy to organize your income and your expenses. And they do invoicing for you as well for your clients, your students, your whatever you're consulting for. And it just makes it super easy. Plus, they have an award-winning mobile app, so you can check the health of your business on the go, too. Plus, come tax season, it makes it really easy to print out all the documents you need to keep things organized. Check it out. You can go to GetFreshBooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About It section, and you'll get a 30-day free trial for that as well. So again, GetFreshBooks.com, enter Ask Pat. Thanks so much for listening in today. I appreciate it. And a quote today from Drew Houston, the co-founder and CEO of Dropbox. He says, "Don't worry about failure. You only have to be right once." Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks, guys. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. In this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.